This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's December 8th, 2016, on the Thursday edition. We are under economic attack. Donald Trump knows that. Here's a special report. If China has a corporate tax, depending on which year it is, it changes 10 to 15 points lower than ours. And if China has a currency 30 to 40 points below ours, depending on, again, what day of the week it is, but 30 to 40 points lower than ours, and if they have no environmental standards and slave labor wages and 16 to 18 hour work days with no benefits, how do we compete with that? Now, the mainline libertarian think tanks, like the Heritage Foundation and others, they claim they're conservative, claim they're libertarian. They'll tell you, oh, well, free trade just means we're totally wide open. We don't care what you do. You can have 100% tariff on us. We've got zero on you. And then they don't complain when we have our coal power plants shut down, which gives us cheap electricity, and then China builds new ones. They don't point out that it's totally rigged at a 90-degree angle against us. Totally.
If somebody wants to build a coal power plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
We're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
And coal resource director Zhao Yu Wei doesn't think this will affect China. He says the shipping distance compared with Indonesia, Australia, and other traditional thermal coal exporters is too far. So it should not have a direct impact on the Chinese market in the short term.
The historical problem with the coal industry is when we have these pairings back, there's nothing there to replace it. Coal's the only industry in this region. It's not the regulation so much as it is the execution of it. When you come in and you tell this many people that your industry is gone, we have to have someplace to go.
Coal is a leading source of carbon dioxide emissions. And even though Minnesota's already cut carbon emissions by 20%, new federal pollution standards require the state to cut more, 40% by 2030.
Minnesota is being punished because we took this action without the federal government telling us. So whatever that percentage is, reasonable people can disagree about it, but why would we support a policy that punishes the state of Minnesota for acting on our own?
Richard Nixon was the progenitor of the EPA, and the basic rules were established then, and those basic rules are, it's an administrative agency. It's not in the executive branch, it's not in the legislative branch, it's not in the judicial branch, and the president gets to appoint his people to it, and they get to write the regulations that regulate the behavior of corporations and private individuals, and those regulations stand unless disturbed by the courts or by both houses of Congress.
This is going to shut down about a tenth of our capacity, and as the journal pointed out, if a terrorist were to shut down a tenth of our coal generating capacity, it would be an act of war.
And it's done by design. If Trump lowers our corporate tax to the global average, he's only made us on a level playing field. If he goes 5 points below, which he's pushing for, you can argue it's a trade war. So what? We've been getting the short end of the stick for 50 years.
The money that's outside of this country, nobody knows how much. They think it's $2.5 trillion. I think it's probably more than that, but nobody knows. That money, Aaron, is going to come back into the country, and it's going to stay here, and they're going to invest it here. And frankly, from now on, when these companies make money outside of the country, they can bring it back in at a reasonable tax. The reason it stays there is the tax is so onerous, as you know. It's a massive tax.
The media's been telling us how to dress and what to eat and what to do and how to talk for 50, 60 years. We've had enough of it.
Part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
Oh, the Chinese might have a trade war. do it. We're already under a trade war. What do you think? 80% of our factories closing and our mining disappearing and rare earth minerals. The U.S. has less than 1% of global rare earth mineral extraction. 30 years ago, we had more than half. We're under economic sabotage.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
For too long, Washington has tried to put us in boxes. They separate us by race, by age, by income, by geography, by place of birth. We spend too much time focusing on what divides us. Now is the time to embrace the one thing that truly unites us. You know what that is? America. America. It's America.
Now, what we do here is we cover the news. We also analyze how government corporations and mainstream media respond to it and how different cultures and nations and individuals respond. We really study what's really happening in the world. So much of this broadcast isn't just looking at mainstream news or looking at a piece of legislation or interviewing an eyewitness. It's also looking at it in historical context and seeing how the media responds. Here's an example. And I've gone and actually looked at the agreement. Trump got 1,800 and something jobs certified to stay in Indiana via a carrier deal. Just because they got some locals to give them some tax incentives, not even as good as what Mexico had offered. That's just part of trade. That's part of making deals. That's not crony capitalism. The Heritage Foundation just says, let any other country do whatever they want. We'll have giant taxes and regulations here, and we'll just shut down. That's free trade. No. Having an NFL game where one team's got two players and the other has 11 players on the field is not fair. And you have the Heritage Foundation going, yeah, we field two players, and they field 11, and that's fair. No, it's not free trade. And so what's happening is you're seeing true populism come back, and it's got a lot of people upset, including the unions, the stinking Democratic-run union run by a man named Jones. I'm ashamed of my name for a few seconds when I read it. Attacking Trump, saying, you lied. He went on Fox News and CNN yesterday. You lied. You said all 1,400. Now, under Obama, there was not even lifting a finger to stop Carrier. Then he went on and bitched about another company that's leaving and said, why don't you do something about this? You broke your promise as president to not let any company leave. Trump has been admittedly in negotiations with the other company in Indianapolis to stop them from leaving. And by the way, he said, by the time I become president, we're going to punish people with tariffs coming back in if they're American companies and they screw us and leave. What he says is, once I'm president, you're not going to leave. Just like Obama said, once I'm president, we're going to bankrupt coal power plants. They didn't say he broke his promise as president-elect when he said that. He was president-elect when he said that in 2008. A couple of weeks out, just like Trump from being inaugurated, he said, you can build a coal power plant, but we will bankrupt you. Same thing. And you know what? He did basically bankrupt half of the country and massively increase our prices. The point is, Trump comes out and says, when I get in, we're going to punish you and they're not going to leave. Plus, we're going to cut taxes so they make more money here anyway. So it's going to be great. We've already had 80%+ leave. They promised that wouldn't happen. It's been a one-sided deal. Now it's going to be a two-way street. That's pure, clean, economic language that's true and based in free market reality. But I read this New York Times article this morning and watched the video, and I was wondering what planet I was on. Then I went and worked out and flipped over to Fox, and they were kind of showing both sides. There isn't both sides to a lie. Did he break his promise or didn't he? He's not even in yet, and not one but two Ford plants are now staying. The head of Ford says, if you really cut corporate taxes to make it fair, we'll bring it all back. Not just he'll keep stuff from leaving, they're going to come back. You're going to get so tired of winning, you're going to say, please, stop winning. No, I'm sorry, you're going to win, to quote Trump. Because they've had their foot on our neck on purpose, that's globalism, to deindustrialize the Western world. Look at what's been done. Do you understand that? And then you read this article that I could spend all day on, but I have hundreds of important articles. Trump unleashes tweet. Oh, he unleashes. They're talking about banning him. Why? And the unleashed tweet on carrier union boss who blasted him. And all he said was, no wonder companies leave with unions like this. This union did nothing to stop it leaving. Obama did nothing. The unions have presided for 40 years on selling out their members. He goes, I get 1,800 of the jobs to stay. They keep saying 1,000 or 1,100. It's 1,800 and change. He gets them to stay, and this Jones character doesn't look like any Jones I ever saw. The point is, he gets up there, and he shoots his mouth off like Trump did something wrong and is a promise breaker. What type of ingrateful, weird, twisted, freakazoid crap is this? But it's the inverse reality world. President-elect Trump lashed out. He lashed out Wednesday at a union leader. No, he defended himself. Trump's carrier job deal as a promise halfway delivered. No, it was 80% delivered. Chuck Jones, what's he do, Looney Tunes cartoon voices? President of United Steelworkers Local 1999 has been critical of Trump's claim to have saved 1,100 jobs at the Indianapolis plant since Tuesday. But shortly after Jones appeared on CNN's Eric Burnett Out Front program Wednesday night, the president-elect appeared to blame union leaders like him for companies leaving the U.S. Oh, they had the head of SoftBank, tens of trillions, the biggest Japanese conglomerate, announce at least $50 billion to be invested next year in the most advanced high-tech jobs that are the creme de la creme you want. And to bring the most high-tech Japanese secret technology here and give it to the United States. This is a deal with Japan. That's why Gingrich sent out that thing on the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, saying the Japanese showed incredible precision in launching their attack from the Philippines, which was the most long-distance attack up to that date. To like, we're not saying that the people that died at Pearl Harbor were garbage. We dropped A-bombs on Japan. We killed millions of them. They paid. It's now part of a secret alliance forming with Japan to kick China's ass, people. Now, I know you haven't been let in on that yet, but you've just been let in on it, okay? The deal's being made right now to win. You ready to win? With Russia and Japan and South Korea. You ready to win? We were being purposely sold out to lose all of our power worldwide. We were supposed to retain the military power. China was supposed to get the economic power under the 1970s deal the Rockefellers did. The double cross happened with the globalists and the communist Chinese, and suddenly the Philippine president said we were a joke. Go to hell. I'm with China. And the day Trump was elected, he went, I love Trump. He's my boss. I'll do whatever you say, sir. Yeah, and a bunch of his security detail got killed, you notice. He got his head turned around real quick as soon as Trump got elected. And, I mean, look, the games are over. America's back. You want to be great? Get ready. We've always been great, and we're really going to be great now. If we can brush aside all these enemies who are hopping foam at the mouth angry right now. And it just goes on. Chuck Jones, who is president of the United Steelworkers, 1999, has done a terrible job representing workers. No wonder companies flee the country. Yeah, Jones, you're losing all over Indiana for who you represent. Trump is actively fighting for the other companies he represents, by the way. He followed up with another attack just over an hour later after Jones called him a liar. No, it's not an attack. It's called a defense. See how they invert reality? If United Steelworkers 99 was any good, they would have kept those jobs in Indiana. You ever heard something that true from a president? Vice President-elect Mike Pence, who is also governor of Indiana, gave a very different description of the union back in March. See, to make Trump sound like he's a liar. No, they were trying to be nice to the union. But, oh, I'm sorry, you don't want your jobs back. I'm sorry, we apologize. He tweeted a photo at a meeting he had at Carrier with Jones and 99199 members, calling them hardworking. Oh, so see, Trump's attacking, but Pence says they're nice. That's when they brought him their jobs back and were being nice. Now they've been stabbed in the back. Trump stands up to it. And I'm showing you how every line is written to put Trump in a bad light. This is pure psychological warfare. And I've got examples against us that are unprecedented. National Public Radio, that's run by the government, is on every hour, local shows, national line. Yesterday, I got a call, they said, a family member, they said, I just heard it at 11:15 on a thing called Texas Standard, with their tech guy saying, quote, you said Hillary chops up the children personally and murders them. And I said, I never said that. And I went and found his tweet where he said it. And then I was even able to find, he had a YouTube link, but no, he wouldn't let you go to it. I went and actually found it, and it was me saying, we don't know if she's really killing kids in these rituals that WikiLeaks is releasing, but I said, we know she funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda that's killed hundreds of thousands of people, but little girls in the sex slave trade and literally chopped them up. And I talked about how they were chopping up people on the videos that were released and making the prisoners eat it before they killed them, because under Islamic law, they believe it sends them to hell. That's news we broke. That's video given to us by people that care inside the government. And their response is that I say she's chopping little kids up. This is the level of twisting and disinfo. They had Colbert attack me for 11 minutes yesterday because he got caught in the WikiLeaks emails coordinating with the White House. just crapping his drawers. That's all coming up. He also says WikiLeaks is full of bull. I mean, a comedian posing as a news anchor so he can put disinfo out posing as news. He is the ultimate fake news person, coordinating with the White House and Hillary, and then he's got the nerve as the king of yellow journalists to say that I need to grow up. Boy, I grew up a long time ago.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com. CATIarmour.com. Come and take it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees.
I'm gonna get back to what Trump's doing. to tell you, he's been president-elect now for about a month. And he is delivering with more hard economic reality that helps this nation than Obama did in 8 years. But that's not hard. I'm not stealing thunder from Trump. It's just not hard because Obama and the globalists admit their plan is to deindustrialize us in a, quote, post-industrial world where only they are allowed to operate, quote, economic zones of development. It's a monopoly. It's a club. And we ain't in it. And Trump says, you know what? We're going back to the American system where everybody's in the club. And they tell us all the inequities of America, all the problems. I know. We were the club that tried to open up the club. We were the reform club. Didn't mean we were perfect, but it's admitted fact that England and France and Germany and the Netherlands and countries like that became the reform club. Everybody else followed us. And it was basically the Christian ethic. Oh, wait till you hear what the Pope said. But continuing here, I am remodeling my garage. I mean, all I'm doing is putting in a steel door containment area to put ammunition and firearms so it can be more safely stored in just one little corner of the garage. And I don't know why I always tell stories in such detail. It doesn't matter. I'm remodeling my garage. So I warmed up on the elliptical in there, but there's all this equipment and stuff in there. So I left and went to the local gym that I have a membership at but never use. And Pat Riley was there with me. He works out with me in the morning a lot. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm getting 50 times the hate I ever got before. I usually just get nothing but love. There were all these men in there. Hey, Alex. Hey, great. You know, you're awesome. All the guys were giving me high five, shaking my hand. I mean, basically all of them were listeners. It was incredible. Could hardly work out. But there were women in there, and they were, basically all of them. There were probably only 10 women I saw. And I'd be walking 15 feet from a woman, and I would see them, like, look at me, look scared, and then start backing away like a demon had entered the building. Because it's women that listen to NPR and watch MSNBC, and they are whacked out of their brains. They are so scared of me, and I saw them pointing at me and stuff like I was Satan. And I was wearing a gray shirt and black pants, normal shoes, normal-looking guy. I mean, I wasn't imagining this. They were flipping out. It's crazy. I'll never forget one time I agreed to be interviewed by a Clinton operative who was writing for Psychology Today. And he said, you ever feel like people are looking at you or talking about you? And this was like 8 years ago, and I was pretty big then. Now, yeah, sometimes people are fans, and they're talking about me, or they want photos. He goes, oh, you're big, you're famous, you're a narcissist. And I said, no, I just said they want photos and stuff, but some people don't like me, and I see them talking about me and stuff. And one time I was at a restaurant, and they caught somebody putting a booger in my food, and the manager came over and apologized. They caught him. He's like, oh, really? Oh, you're really important. And he wrote in the article that I imagine people are talking about me. And I see, this is how crazy they are. The New York Times, again, as I said that 8 years ago, in 2008, that I was insane and Bilderberg Group did not exist. And then I was in Chantilly, Virginia, having full hallucinations. Well, guess what they said 3 days ago on Tuesday morning on The Morning Joe? They said, I and my listeners are having full-born, I played this, hallucinations about child sex rings. No, Penn State's not a hallucination. The Catholic Church's not a hallucination. All the Hollywood stuff's not a hallucination. All the big police crackdowns in Europe and Australia and all over and catching judges and lawyers and major leaders involved and Jimmy Savile and the royal family, that's not a hallucination. And I have right here the WikiLeaks tweet. You can put it up where John Podesta caught in a hot tub party with kids. That's their tweet. And you read it, and it's, we're supplying kids at the farmhouse that behave very well for your entertainment in the hot tub. That ain't code. Clinton campaign chair John Podesta caught throwing hot tub parties with kids as young as 7 years old. That's WikiLeaks. That ain't me. But they get Colbert and the National Public Radio and all this crap up there saying, I'm saying this. I did not say it.
And look, just get this fact straight. They ignore WikiLeaks now. They ignore it all. They just say, I mean, there's thousands of pages of this about, oh my gosh, 65,000 of the best, juiciest, most succulent hot dogs. Obama loves his succulent hot dogs. He loves them. I can't wait to get to Hawaii and have those hot dogs. Is there going to be walnut sauce on them? Oh, yes. Are these walnuts really good? They weren't very good last time. Okay.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser is going to be in studio today. This will be a day long remembered. Then Anthony Cumia will quarterback, honcho, drive, trail boss, command, captain, general. Program, the fourth hour. Revolution in their heart, the children start to march. All right, where to begin? You know, I've been getting into Trump and what he's really doing economically and how the media is so evil they spend that. And then I had the crew reminding me, we went into deep research on this, where they keep going, Trump's lying. He says the
planes are $4 billion, Air Force One, you know, two of them to be delivered in 2023, but it's only 170 mil. Ladies and gentlemen, the contract is admittedly an additional $3.7 million. It's all there. And Mark Dice broke it down a few days ago with copies of the contract. I mean, they just know, though, you're not going and looking what a fully loaded new Air Force One it costs. And the fact they're charging too much, as Trump's pointed out, and they're trying to move to China. Trump's lying again, saying $4 billion. He did not save you $4 billion. It was $170. That was the initial contract just to plan the planes. Man, they lie. But they've got these weird trendies whose whole identity is watching CNN, listening to MSNBC, and listening to National Public Radio. And I, you know what? I don't spend enough time on National Public Radio because it still has 900 affiliates, government-funded, taxpayer-funded, with the juiciest, best area of the FM dial is low. They have that whole spectrum. Now the FCC is talking about letting Ford Foundation people carve up the lower spectrum and sell it off to other socialist groups. No! You don't get the lower spectrum. You don't get taxpayer money, dirtbags. When you're trying to shut InfoWars down and shut down free speech and rebrand political views, propaganda. Propaganda just means something promoting your political view. It has a dirty connotation. There's white propaganda. There's gray propaganda. There's black propaganda. They don't give you the real definitions. They go, there's people trying to influence things. It's campaign finance. Ban them. But they can have their views. Well, you lost that in the Supreme Court. Okay, it's conspiracy theories. Don't listen to it. No, that doesn't work. Ban it. Ban it. It's fake news. Ban it. Ban it. What, I get up here and show Chuck Jones of the Steelworkers Union in Indiana, in Indianapolis, bitching, saying Trump lost 300 jobs? Didn't keep them when you couldn't keep them. Obama couldn't keep any of them. He keeps 1,800 and something of them, and that isn't enough for you? Or 1,080, whatever. The point is, it's 1,100 is what Trump's saying. It's a little bit, it's like 20 less than that. It makes my head spin trying to decipher all this. These people are so incredibly deceptive. I'm going to get to some of those clips in a moment, and then get to a bunch of others. But most talk show hosts, obviously, if Stephen Colbert, the pseudo-intellectual who would have a show on CNN or MSNBC if they still had big viewers. The problem is they don't have a big audience. Their top shows have a million viewers. But see, they can go over, and I said this a decade ago, to The Daily Show and all these other programs, put out this info, twist things, take things out of context, make it a joke, and have 5-10 million, depends on the day, viewers on Comedy Central, and have all these pseudo, again, fake intellectuals watch it and believe it's real. So Colbert went on the offensive for 11 minutes against yours truly yesterday because it came out 2 days ago in the latest WikiLeaks that he and his staff agree on programming with the White House and with Hillary and Podesta. Now, we've always known that. It's obviously scripted, the interviews and things. His argument at the end is, grow the F up, Alex Jones. This is called agreements. Like Donna Shalala giving the questions, getting caught at least twice, and then caught lying about it twice to Hillary beforehand, and then lying about it to the debate commission. Or coordinating attack pieces in the news and lies about Trump. Or all the thousands of fake polls. It was hundreds of fake polls every week. Thousands and thousands of fake polls over a year and a half. And the emails admitting they're fake polls. People kept saying, how do you know that these are fake polls? Well, before the emails ever came out, a month before the election. I talked to the big pollsters. They said, Alex, don't say my name, but all the agencies have been bought off by the Republicans and the Democrats. Usually Republicans would buy polls the way they wanted. Democrats would buy polls the way they wanted. No one dared put out too fake a poll because they'd be discredited. I mean, if polls get caught being wrong a few times, they go from being the most respected to the most unrespected. Remember, you hear about Zogby all the time. They were the very best. And I think they're a legitimate polling agency compared to a lot. I've studied it. But they got a few polls off just a little bit. You don't hear about Zogby anymore, do you? Remember Zogby? Last 6-7 years, you don't hear about Zogby. Because they got polls wrong in the 2008-2012 election. but only by 4 or 5 points. Man, CNN and all these other big outfits, Reuters and the other polls they used, they were off by 15, 20 points. To the credit of the LA Times, they were only off like 5 points. Remember, LA Times kept showing it neck and neck. Trump was really 5, 10 points ahead, 15, depending on what state. I mean, I'm in the news business, folks. I talk to the biggest people there are. I mean, do I have to explain that we're the new media? We always wanted to take the country back. We didn't want to be in the basement. We wanted to be winners. And now they're crapping themselves that I talk to the boss. They don't know what to do. I'm not going to quote Trump here, but just let me explain something. Trump enjoys not telling you where he's going and what he's doing. He enjoys giving interviews to independent and free media that tells the truth. And he's not doing interviews right now, but when he does, you're going to really like what happens, mainstream media. You're so over. You're so discredited. You're such a joke. You're such a fraud. You're such a scam. I mean, you don't have an audience either. You know, Trump will do big broadcast CBS or ABC sometimes because that's still got 5, 6, 7, 8 million viewers on a top show. Why go on Anderson Cooper when his key demo is about 100,000 viewers? All of his viewers combined, 300,000 in the United States, globally, maybe a million? I mean, give me a break. RT Global has up to 18 million viewers an hour globally. 18 million. That's still not that big. Everything's so broken up. NPR has 40 million listeners a week. I think that's an accurate number. They claim that. 900 affiliates. Government force fed. It's all they've got left. And what are you doing living off government and Rockefeller and Carnegie Ford Foundation money and then begging off your stupid pseudo-intellectual listeners? And then you look at me, a real libertarian, a liberal, a trailblazer, a freedom fighter, and calling me, oh, they had NPR yesterday on their All Things Considered. We've got this, too. Aired on 900 affiliates saying I'm the gateway to the white supremacy. I am the most hated person by white supremacists there is. For whatever, because they're directed by a lot of the internal leftist groups. That's been proven. Southern Poverty Law Center's been caught. Others have been caught. I mean, I've gone out and protested the Klan more than 15 times. And I'm telling you, folks, they are total foundation operatives. But the point is that I've had the Klan threaten to kill me. It's been in the newspapers. On TV, we're going to kill Alex Jones. Turned out the guy was a federal informant. I called him outright. I mean, we've got hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of it. And I am the gateway to the KKK. Oh, my gosh. But listen, that part doesn't matter. Hillary started all these wars, launched jihadis that abuse women and children and have sex training children. It's all over the WikiLeaks, bizarre sexual stuff in children, weird devil worship, you name it. I don't know how deep that rat hole goes. I don't think Ping Pong Pizza has a basement in it. I don't think they're raping kids in a pizza place. We covered what was the biggest story on Reddit and all the rest of it. And I'm not backing away from the story. I've always said the real stuff is in the overall WikiLeaks. They distracted making it all about a pizza place to make it all about these poor victims over here. And, you know, it's David Brock's boyfriend at Media Matters, and there's a lot of weird satanic art, a lot of weird crap going on, a lot of weird tweets, and a lot of rock concerts there talking about their preference being kids. Man, you got people coming after you because there's some weird, weird rhetoric coming out, and you're tied to Clinton, though it's tenuously, through Podesta, who's on the Lolita Express with a convicted pedophile that flies kids to a rape island. That's who the Democrats are at the top. I'm focused on Jeffrey Epstein. I'm focused on all that. But they've decided this is their Waterloo. They've decided I'm Napoleon. They're shooting to kill. And I'm telling you, there are more attacks on Alex Jones right now than there are on Donald Trump. I can officially say the last 5 days I've gone and looked at it, there's more. Open, naked attacks. There's generally more articles about Trump, obviously, and it's all like really soft lies, like he attacked viciously an innocent, sweet little union boss for no reason. And meanwhile, the union boss is like, you liar, you didn't help. You're not trying to save jobs. You didn't do anything. How dare you bring back the jobs when I sold them out? It's like, what upside down planet are you from? Meanwhile, I haven't even gotten into the news. This is up on drudgereport.com. It's an Infowars.com article by Paul Watson. The EU gave them 24 hours 3 days ago to start censoring Infowars.com and Breitbart and others. And sure enough, Facebook is now blocking many Infowars stories and videos, including anything with Pizzagate in the title. So there's a lot of stuff going on, obviously, behind the scenes as well. So that's why you should go to Infowars.com and sign the petition, deliver it to Congress. You put your note in there as well, and also sign on the petition, leave your full info or just your name or just your statement, and then we're going to deliver it in a big wheelbarrow and a big truck to Trump Tower next week, and we're going to deliver it to Congress. And sign up for our free newsletter for emergency updates as well at Infowars.com/newsletter. That's to get our news alerts, coupon codes, and more. But this is specifically to be part of our free speech coalition and the website and a group we're going to launch. We'll have a weekly update, sometimes daily updates, special reports that you exclusively get when you go sign up on the petition. But you choose to. You click one box to just send the petition. You click another box if you want to be given alerts and a bunch of other stuff. It's all up to you. Infowars.com/newsletter for just the general newsletter that goes out daily. But also just go to Infowars.com on the front page. You can see it loads up. You can see the petition right there. If you want to be part of that. But the Pope came out, you cannot make this up, in an official Italian newspaper and said those that consume alternative news are like those that are into eating excrement. This is coming out of the mouth of the great pontiff who took over the Catholic Church, according to the London Guardian, with blackmail over the pedophile scandal. That's the London Guardian. Oh, but there's no pedophilia in government. There's no intrigue at Penn State. There's nothing, or Penn State, excuse me. There's none of this going on anywhere. Pope pontificates on fake news, calls it a sin, and likens it to the sexual arousal from excrement. You know, I didn't know about that till I was in college and heard about it, and I hadn't thought about it in years. Thanks a lot, bro. I've got a new nickname for Turd Goblin. He's a turd burglar. That's the new name of the new pontiff. He's desecrated the Catholic Church, running the ground. He says, you know, Europe shouldn't be Christian, and it upsets him, and you bring in the Islamists. If you think this guy's a pope, notice the enemy's fully uncloaking right now. He wants world government. He says if you want independent free press, you want to eat feces. Well, his new nickname, he's given it to himself, is now Turd Burglar. Now we know what he's into. Out of his mouth, he's told us his deepest secret, a Freudian slip. Hey, he claims we want to eat crap. Turnabout's fair play, buddy. You're the one that dredged it up out of your sick frickin' New World Order little demonic brain. You are the turd gobbler. And worse, I will say it, the Catholic Church has been taken over by a cult of pedophiles. Oh, the fake news of it. Everybody knows there aren't pedophiles trying to take over everything. Next, he'll say the sky's blue. Told you they were going to start censoring us. Why are we under total attack by every angle? Because we've got the light of truth, folks. We know what we're doing. Take one look at that turd gobbler. He says, we eat turds. What do you want to bet? That's what this guy's into. He told us. Who the hell comes out with stuff like that? Who knowing children would hear that, would come up with such a thing? We're forced to cover it because he is. The media all, oh, Trump in a secret recording, you know, of hours edited together, oh, you know, said something about women throw themselves at you, you could do anything. Oh, children heard it, it's so horrible. And Hillary goes to Beyonce and all these really horrible rap concerts where they're talking about raping women, date raping women. Oh, that's no problem. Hillary's there clapping while they're singing about raping women. But, but the Pope said he was horrible too, saying such things. It hurt children's eyes. Now he's teaching people about the sexual pleasure of eating turds. The turd gobbler. The turd goblin. What's the best name? Turd goblin, turd burglar, or turd connoisseur? I mean, What is the new... He's not known as Pope Francis. He's now known as Pope Poopus. I mean, I'm serious. What do we call him, guys? What's the new name of the new false pope?
Gobbler's good.
Turd Gobbler? Turd... Okay, well, we have, I hear arguments going on. You guys put yourselves on air. Is it Turd Gobbler? Turd Goblin? Turd Thief? Turd Thief?
We've got mixed opinions about burglar and gobbler.
Well, he's a gobbler. He's a goblin. He's a turd-eating goblin that's also part of the League of Shadows.
The poop tiff.
The poop tiff. I mean, who comes up with this crap? Who comes up with this? We're going to eat, we want to eat turds for sexual gratification because we don't believe lying media. And so the media is going to flip on this. It'll be all over the news tomorrow. Alex Jones says the Pope eats feces. But no one will go back and point out that it's all satirical because he's the one saying we get sexual gratification out of eating them. We, and by the way, he's listed us before. He's talking about us. He's talking about drugs. He's talking about, right. He's talking about the media. He's talking about Trump. He's talking about the rebellion globally against this. And he wants to say that we're bad. I haven't even scratched the surface. I got to play these Trump clips when we come back, though, about how to unite the country and the jobs. That's what we got to just bring prosperity, and people will not be dependent on these slugs anymore. And we got to turn back and not have the state running our kids. I mean, what a bunch of pervs, man. I mean, obviously, we don't know who's who or who's doing what, but they're all just a collection of really dangerous degenerates. Take one look at this Pope. I mean, this guy's filth.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Well,
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with fairer. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine.
It's death-defying.
It's a death-defying life I lead.
I take my chances.
I die for a living in the movies and TV.
I die for a living to beat
the
new order.
The hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading lady.
That's right.
Kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee.
Hey.
I might fall from a tall.
You built the platform of liberty for Trump to launch, and he's starting to deliver. I told you, I don't care who he appoints as long as he delivers. A lot of these folks are yes men. Notice Leonardo DiCaprio ran there to grovel to Trump and ask him to finance a bunch of his minions with green jobs. You know, if those green jobs were real technologies, Trump would be financing them, but they don't ever let the real ones that compete come in. Big Oil, if you look it up, is actually behind the fake green movement. Ken Lay and BP and Dutch Rochelle all developed it in the early 1990s. By the way, that's a fact. By the way, I mentioned this earlier. Can we Google it? Because I don't want to just tell people this and stop. When I talk about the Pope coming to power via pedophile blackmail, that was in Der Spiegel and the London Guardians. Let's just search. Blackmail caused Pope to step down. Yeah, Ratzinger. But they don't call him Ratzinger. They use the Pope name. Yeah, Benedict, Pope Benedict. Put that in, and we'll put it on screen. It's London Guardian. It was also under Spiegel. You can put in guardian.co.uk after the search. It may come right up. It was blackmail caused Pope Benedict to step down. And then it goes through all the blackmail, and the Jesuits, even in the Guardian, they know. Papal resignation linked to inquiry into Vatican gay officials, say paper. Yeah, that's one of them, but I know there's a headline where they talk about the blackmail. So again, but pedophilia doesn't exist, because that's what it was, not just gay stuff. Did a gay blackmail scandal bring down the Pope? That's Salon. It's not gay blackmail, ladies and gentlemen. They found dead priests, dead kids. I mean, I've been there, I've investigated. It's in the Italian papers. Pope resigned in the wake of gay priest scandal report. No, it was the cover-up of the pedophilia. Remember that? Oh, there was never a pedophilia scandal in the Catholic Church, NPR says. And I expect NPR tomorrow to have them have me going, oh, look, the Pope likes to eat poop. They'll never tell you that I was reading him in an Italian newspaper. Pope pontificates on fake news, calls it a sin, likes it to sexual arousal from excrement. I'm going to come back with the clips of Trump and then all the other big news. There's so much, folks. This is never more jam-packed. The open attack on free speech has been launched. It's incredible. We're running a special. It should sell out today on the new ozonated olive oil skin cream. It's just the best stuff I've ever seen in my life. We're trying to really ramp up production. Order today. It's about to sell out. Your purchase funds the operation, ozonated olive oil skin cream. We've got DNA Force. The special is going to end very, very soon because it's about to sell out. We like to sell everything out by the end of the year. We got to pay tax on inventory. So DNA Force is about to sell out. You want to stock up on that. And save 25% off on our flagship product with BioPQQ CoQ10, the ultimate antioxidant and beyond, known to regrow nerves. I mean, we can actually medically say that. This is classified as drugs in Europe. But you can get it here for a price, about a third of the leading competitor, this lower price, at only $300. It's $100 on discount right now. It's got $60-something dollars of product in the bottle, just to give you an idea. At that discount price, you cannot beat it. We got colloidal silver for $9.95. We've got, you know, all sorts of great products. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We now have the new Deport George Soros Hillary for President 2017 shirt. And that's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, that's the umbrella site, InfoWarsStore.com. 888-253-3139. And with New Year's resolutions coming up, you need X2, Super Male, or Super Female Vitality. Hour number two of the Rebellion straight ahead. It's on InfoWar. NPR just figured that out yesterday. Oh, aren't they big, powerful leaders in the government disinfo op? Oh, I'm so scared of them.